The information and opinions presented in this podcast are based on research done at a particular point in time. The fields of medicine, surgery, psychology, etc. are constantly evolving as new studies and movements happen. Please take into account the year of any particular episode's publication, and as new information presents itself, we will do our best to release updated episodes on the topics. Listener discretion is advised for references to medical terminology of body parts. Unless otherwise stated, no one speaking on this podcast is a medical or legal professional and cannot provide medical or legal advice. Welcome to the Trans Field Guide.
Good evening, everyone. Hostess Blake here today to talk a little bit about surgical procedures for the trans feminine folk. The questions about and fears regarding surgery are frequently at the forefront of discussion, but are also frequently some of the last parts of our physical transition due to both the cost and the emotional investment. Transitioning, of course, comes in a variety of flavors. Some people accept a trans identity into their life and become mindful of their feelings. Others transition socially, but without hormone replacement therapy or surgery. Some balance levels of HRT with surgery, and some go all in, opting for every procedure they feel will bring them closer to the goals of their transition. All are equally valid places to find yourself. So today, we're taking a brief overview of potential surgical procedures that are available to trans women. Some of the main procedures that many trans women consider are breast augmentation, GCS or gender confirmation surgery, and FFS or facial feminization surgery. Breast augmentation, or breast enhancement surgery, is a surgery most people are familiar with in concept. Breast augmentation, or colloquially known as a boob job, is the insertion of medical implants under the skin in order to create the appearance of a fuller bust. The implants themselves come in either saline or silicone materials and come in a variety of sizes. The silicone implants are considered to be the ones that create a more natural look, but require a larger incision, and therefore a larger, potentially more noticeable scar. The implant can be placed either above or below the muscular tissue of the chest. The benefit of having the implant under the muscle is that it creates a more natural look, but this affects things like recovery time and pain during the recovery period. Anecdotally, the method of placement could also affect your ability to do certain kinds of exercise. Concerns over hardening and implant rejection are primarily things of the past. Breast augmentation is so commonplace now that it is hardly a worrisome procedure. However, a good plastic surgeon is still worthwhile. An unskilled surgeon leads to increased healing time, poor placements, and the very upsetting bolted-on boob approach, which is when the breast size and shape are not congruent with the body that they've been added to. So shop around and listen to good word of mouth. This advice will apply to all of your medical procedures. Gender confirmation surgery, or GCS, has several names. You may hear it referred to as SRS, or sex reassignment surgery, or as GRS, which is genital reconstruction surgery. Gender confirmation surgery is the most current lingo due to its positive connotations. You can also recognize GCS as what is implied when someone asks about the quote-unquote surgery. Whatever you choose to call it, this surgical procedure is about remodeling your existing genitalia into a level of functionality that is more comfortable for you. This procedure is generally broken down into a couple of categories: vulvoplasty, which is the creation of the outer appearance of the vagina, clitoris, and labia, and vaginoplasty, which is the creation of the vaginal canal itself. On a very general level, the goal of vulvoplasty is to create external genitalia considered to be female. This usually includes shortening the urethra and repositioning it, creating a clitoris using the tissue from the penis, and potentially creating labia. Labiaplasty, or the creation of the labia, is not always included in insurance coverage, so be aware to ask about it specifically when reviewing your insurance options if you're planning on going that route. Vaginoplasty is a creation of the vaginal canal. It can be created in several manners, but usually is created using a combination of penile and scrotal tissue. This means that one of the steps of preparation for this procedure is usually to get either electrolysis or laser hair removal on the scrotum and shaft in order to ensure that there is no hair growing in the future vaginal canal. Other potential locations for donor tissue are the sides of the abdomen and, in some pioneering experiments, intestines. You do have the option to get a vulvoplasty without vaginoplasty. This creates the outer appearance of the feminine anatomy without having the vaginal canal itself. The pros to this is that you don't have to do vaginal dilation during and after recovery, and it is considered to have an easier recovery period. However, it means penetration is off the table. What you decide on is entirely up to you and what you personally feel is best for your life. Most other relevant surgeries fall under the umbrella of facial feminization surgery, or FFS. This is the type of surgery where the name says it all. It's a set of distinct procedures that are combined to soften your facial features to create a look that is more immediately read as traditionally feminine. The specific parts of the face, neck, jaw, and scalp that are altered through these procedures can be completely customized from person to person based on what they specifically want or need. Within this category, some of the options include brow lift with bossing. Bossing refers to a ridge of bones around the eye sockets that tends to be more prominent in faces that are considered to be more masculine. Going alongside the lifting of the brow, the surgeon can lessen the appearance of this ridge. Scalp advancement. This is simply surgically lowering your hairline, which is commonly lower on women, while also minimizing the size of the forehead. Nose reshaping, also called rhinoplasty, is a shaving or adding to the cartilage of the nose in order to create a more distinctly feminine nasal profile. Blepharoplasty. This is a process that focuses on signs of aging around the eyes to create a more youthful appearance. Tracheal shave. This is to reduce or eliminate the appearance of the Adam's apple. All people have an Adam's apple, but in natal women it does not typically enlarge to the same degree as in natal men. Cheek implants, fillers injected to perk up the appearance of cheekbones. A lip lift, or lip implants, the maneuvering of the lips to change the spatial profile and the adding of filler to make them appear more naturally plump. Chin softening, shaving and reducing the pointedness or squareness of the chin line. A face and neck lift. This is another process that focuses on signs of aging, this time around the neck and lower parts of the face. Skin is tightened to reduce sagging and wrinkles. So FFS combines these separate surgeries into a combination to achieve results. There are, of course, other surgical procedures that can be used to shape the body into a more traditionally feminine silhouette. Though the locations change, the procedures are to remove and utilize fat from one part of the body and place it into another location. This includes procedures such as liposuction, the Brazilian butt lift, varicose vein removal, hip implants, and many others. Another very common procedure for trans women is the orchiectomy. While it falls under the umbrella of GCS, it is performed as its own individual procedure very frequently, enough so that it is worth mentioning. The orchiectomy is a removal of the testes from the scrotum, done for reasons of dysphoria and aesthetics, and because it will greatly lessen the amount of androgens in the body, reducing the need for anti-androgen hormone treatments such as spironolactone. Ultimately, surgery will not make you more or less of a woman. They are merely tools to help you find peace of mind and to minimize your dysphoria or to enhance your personal aesthetic goals. Your identity does not hinge on completing these, nor do they make you more trans than the next person. The end goal is always your own happiness and relief from dysphoria, and that will look very different from person to person. Be you. Do what's best for you, and remember to take time to love yourself. That's it from me tonight. I wish you all so very well.
Like this episode? Tell someone about it. Have any questions or concerns? Please feel free to send an email to transfieldguide@gmail.com. Also be sure to subscribe to keep up with the latest episodes. Stay safe, and remember, I'm proud of you.